The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It is a joy and honor to be able to gather as the Church, the Diocese of California, on this day as we commemorate the feast day of the Reverend Absalom Jones. And just as importantly, to be able to gather as the people of God in this beautiful space of Church of Our Savior, Mill Valley, to give thanks for the shared faith that each and every one of us possess, and to have that faith give us the courage and strength to move about our lives in this very day and moment. The gift of the Church is that the Church raises up among us lives in which we are to see ourselves within and to see how God is able to work and move and to be able to transform in the midst of what feels like dire circumstances. And in the story of Absalom Jones, the first Black priest ordained in the Episcopal Church, we all have an opportunity to see how God is able to be a source of strength when times feel desperately bleak, when there seems to be no hope, and there needs to be a compass of how to move forward in times of despair. Absalom Jones offers an example for us to be able to look within our own stories of how we may be inspired to be God's hands and feet and voices and body and presence in a world that desperately needs it. I'm so thankful in the beautiful program that you have. You see the story of Reverend Absalom Jones, the fact that he was born enslaved, and through the trajectory of his life, moment after moment, he is put up against obstacle after obstacle. From the selling of his family to be abandoned and to be pulled apart from the very people that loved him most, to then be in a new city of Philadelphia and seek to find community among the people and the community in which he was placed within, to finding a life partner and having to go about buying, purchasing that partner from slavery into freedom, even before he received freedom himself. The selfless act of putting to work to bring forth the freedom of the person that he has been married to, and to be committed to that person's freedom. For in that time, freedom was through the mother. And so by paying for the freedom of his wife, he ensured the freedom of his children and for the generation to come. What I think is Father Absalom is most known for is this episode that happens. 1792 is the date, and they find themselves in St. George's Methodist Episcopal Church in Philadelphia. He, at the time, was a lay leader, was wonderful in gathering the community and ministering to all, and particularly to the Black faithful of Philadelphia. He was not alone. He was with a dear friend, Richard Allen, and they both were commissioned to be ministers of the Black community. In Philadelphia, slavery was abolished, and so Blacks and whites worshiped together as one community. And the story goes that in 1792, during a Sunday service where there was a fundraiser to expand the church, because the church had grown so large, the people had grown so large that the building needed to be added upon, and that a balcony had been placed within the church. One Sunday, ushers of the church instructed the Black participants to move to the balcony, to physically stand up and to move. And during that time, the people of the church said no. Said no, we are called to be one body, one faith, one God in baptism, and that this body will not be segregated and placed those who are inferior and those who are superior. The people of God at that time said no. And they got up and they walked out of the church. As they were walking out, there was in that moment an embodiment of the protest within our faith that we are to stand up, and sometimes we've got to stand up to the church. We have to stand up to say, this is who our God is, and sometimes the church can forget. And so we have this community through the leadership of Absalom Jones, through the leadership of Richard Allen, who in the Episcopal Church we don't talk as much about, but is just as powerful. And Absalom Jones goes to the Episcopal Church, he and his group, and says, we want to be able to worship in the fullness of our faith, but we've got some demands, some requests. I love that. I love the strength. And it's interesting that it took them to, they have to convince the bishop that they were a church. What's that about? That these are a people of God coming together wanting to worship our God on Most High, and they needed to convince someone that that was holy. Yet they went to the bishop and they had demands. They said, we want to be able to manage our own affairs. We want to be able to be seen as the body of Christ, and we want to be able to pick our leader. And we pick Absalom Jones to be that leader. And it was those circumstances that led to the ordination of the Reverend Absalom Jones, first as deacon, and then several years later, about 7 years later, to be priest. Richard Allen goes on to remain in the Methodist strand and becomes the first bishop in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. And so you have these two leaders. When I went to seminary, I had classmates that were AME, African Methodist Episcopal, and I reminded them, we are cousins. We are cousins. We came from this joint, shared experience of having to stand up to the church. And so what does that mean for us now? Because I truly, truly believe that our church is a living, breathing body. We are not a museum. We are a church that is having to, it must be able to speak to the day, the here and now, 2025, in the world that we find ourselves in. What does that say to us? How does that inspire our call, our witness of people of faith? I think a couple of things. The first is, one of the most powerful elements of Absalom Jones's ministry was a creation of the Free African Society. He and Richard Allen knew that if their faith was not helping the people in which they served, the faith was empty. That our faith must have tangible effects in feeding, clothing, healing, advocating for the least and the marginalized of our society. It's not all about words. It's about action. It's about standing in the places where Jesus would have stood and being able to proclaim the justice of our God. Our God is a God of justice. And to be able to proclaim that, that is what Absalom Jones and Richard Allen and the creation of this Free African Society, the first organization in our country meant for the betterment of freed African Americans in our church and in our world. It is a powerful witness. And so if our faith in 2025 isn't helping to make the lives and uplift those that we call neighbor, we need to be in discernment of how our prayers and our witness can be a blessing to the neighbor that we see in our pew, to the neighbor that we see out in the world, to the neighbor that we may not even call a neighbor, but they are. The second thing that the story, the life and witness of Absalom Jones teaches us is that our problems of humanity are so great. They can feel so overwhelming and large, and sometimes it can feel as though we have no recourse. But if you read and see the persistence of faith that Reverend Absalom Jones portrayed, we see that no matter the size of our issues, our God is so much bigger. Our God is able to give us the strength and the courage to answer the issues and challenges of our time. That is who we are as people of faith. That is who we are to be as the church. Our God is so much bigger. For a person to be born into slavery, I want to say that again. For a person to have been born into slavery, to then in the arc of his life be able to minister to others, and to be a source of hope, shows how God is able to enter into any circumstance and transform it and make it an opportunity of strength in a world that feels as though we are helpless. Absalom Jones, in this story, shows us the importance of our collective faith, but also our individual journeys as people of God. Because here's what the story tells us. It wasn't the church institution that changed the world. It wasn't the institution in which people received their strength and received their direction. It wasn't the institution, it was the individuals in the pews who knew right from wrong, who knew the gospel, and through that knowing of the gospel, got up and walked out where the gospel wasn't realized. So as a church, what does that say about us? The church, it is to remember to keep the main thing the main thing. We can get so distracted. We can get so confused about what our purpose is as the people of God. Our purpose is to be the embodiment of God's justice and love and mercy in the world. Each and every one of you are the lights of that justice who go out into the people and the places and the circles that perhaps the church could never go to. You all, us, collectively and individually, that is where our hope is found. So do not despair during this time. In fact, your prayer life should be as strong as it ever has been at this moment, because it's through those prayers that will empower and strengthen you, to be God's witness, to be the strength that is needed at this time. You. And that is what the witness of Absalom Jones teaches us. So on this beautiful Saturday morning, I'm so thankful the sun is out, y'all. On this beautiful Saturday morning, be encouraged. And to know that it is through your own journey of faith, a journey that brought you here this morning, and a journey that will put you into the faces of folks who may never encounter the holy. You may be the only closest interaction they may have with the holy. For you have to have the strength of our ancestors of faith, to have the strength of Reverend Absalom Jones, to have the strength of those who have gone before us. For we stand on their shoulders to bring forth God's love in a world that needs it, that needs us, that needs you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this sermon podcast from the Episcopal Church of Our Savior, Mill Valley, California. We are a growing community, welcoming those seeking to deepen their relationship with God and to journey in faith with God's people through the breaking of bread and in service to others in Christ's name. You may reach us by phone at 415-388-1907. Search for us online or at Facebook, or visit our website at cosmv.org. We wish you God's peace. We hope to greet you in person very soon. Sing a song for the